They love Star Wars. They love comic books. But they really love football. It's Nick and Cecil. Here's former Bronco Nick Ferguson and DenverFan.com's Cecil Lammy.
How could I forget that I had given her a picture? All this time she was standing there. She never realized I was.
Going to the hotline. Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Talk to John Davis from DenverFan.com. And also you hear him right here on The Fan as well. JD, what's good tonight, brother?
Man, it's a good Friday night. How you guys doing?
It's great, man, talking to you. And, well, Justin Simmons franchise tag, react to me.
Hey, it's hopefully not second verse same as the first, you know, with this year. hopefully all it means is, like with Demarius, like with Clady, like with Doomerville, like with Vaughn, it's just more of a let's buy ourselves time, get the best deal. You know, George Payton, the one thing he's somewhat been definitive on when we've heard him spoke is his desire to keep Justin Simmons.
Right.
Everything else, he just, you know, he kind of eloquently says nothing versus Vic Fangio, who just stumbles into every coffee table in the room when he's talking. But it's with George Payton, I think he seems committed to bringing Justin Simmons back. And I do think this is the first step towards the Broncos keeping their best player on the roster.
All right, John, before you do anything, there's always the first, second, third, fourth step. So the Justin Simmons franchise tag, okay, we clap our hands. The deal is not done because he still has to sign it. What's the next step, you think, in George Payton's idea of trying to put this team together in 2021?
Well, the next big, you mean after Justin Simmons?
After Simmons. What's the next step?
After Vaughn. I mean, now it's kind of, you know, Vaughn, they're not going to charge him with anything. So the J.J. Watt deal is out there, which, by the way, Vaughn should make more than J.J. Watt. But the Watt thing's kind of the bar now. And will he find a way to renegotiate? Troy Rank said it, and he said it best. If they really wanted Vaughn, they'd just pick up the option. That's easy. But they don't want him at that price. He's got to get this figured out. You know, it's March now, and mid-March is when all this stuff takes off. And I've said this, and I believe it, Von Miller's the most important decision he has. Because if you let go of the most popular player, Mount Rushmore player, Super Bowl MVP, the last good memory we have of the Broncos is this guy ruining Cam Newton's day. And then we have no good memory since then. Is this guy, and if you let Von Miller leave and he goes and has 12 sacks, this fan base, everybody's going to be done with you. Be like, how could you let go of Von Miller? We're not going to trust you. So that is his next step, and he's got to be, if he lets Vaughn go, he's got to be real careful with what he does after that, because it's going to make a lot of people mad.
Well, at least Cam Newton has something in, you know, similar to the Denver Broncos, because both have stunk since Super Bowl 50. So,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's good for Cam, good for the Broncos, or wait, bad for everybody. John Davis, you hear him right here on The Fan. You check out his work at DenverFan.com. JD, you mentioned that press conference. I called it sunshine and lollipops from George Payton. I was like, I'm getting a cavity. Getting all this sugar, right? Oh, I love everybody. Keep everybody. I'm like, they're a 5-win team. You know, keep everybody. We're a 5-win team. And then you mentioned Fangio stumbling, bumbling, fumbling. I'm like, he actually told us stuff, though. Maybe it's stuff he didn't want to say, though. What'd you think about the joint press conference the other day?
It was all right. By the way, your intro to last night's show, Cecil, about sunshines and rain, that was hilarious.
Yeah,
I was laughing because
awesome.
I heard it in your voice. I'm like, oh, Cecil's about to turn. He's building it up, and he's about to turn on us. And you were right. It was. Hey, like, I wish they would have asked him about a backup player and seen what he said about that. Be like, all what right. Do you think about Tyree Cleveland? Oh, we'd love to keep him. We'd love to keep him. Just saying, Eli Wilkinson, oh, we'd love to keep him.
Love him.
Like, we love him. Love him. He should have just – and then the weird one was, and you guys talked about this last night, Kareem Jackson, the best player on the team other than Simmons for the last 2 years – is the guy that he's like, oh, well, you know, we're talking to his agent. And it's like, that's the guy he should have been like, oh, he's going to be on the team next. But it was, he made it sound like it's a bunch of good players. And he's going to make everything work out, and this, this, and that. And I think with George Payton right now, He just doesn't want to give us anything. He doesn't want to be negative. He doesn't want to give headlines. He doesn't want to, you know, ruin anything. So he doesn't want to ruin relationships. He doesn't want to be held to anything. So as far as we know, according to George Payton, we're going to try to bring back Kareem Jackson, Justin Simmons, Vaughn Miller, Philip Lindsay. I think Bubby Brister is somebody you might be looking at. Shelby Harris is coming back. They're looking at it. Yeah. Nick Ferguson. They're trying to get Ferguson. Hey. Lynch is in the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
it'd be a great
back.
Time to bring John Lynch back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, I'm willing to bet less than half the players he said he wants to keep her back in Denver next year.
Could you suit up for a quarter, Nick, today?
Yeah, absolutely. And playing in this today's game, now I'm not going to make any money, but I could suit up and give you a couple of plays because, I mean, the physicality that I am, I played under, they don't allow that anymore in today's NFL. So there's a chance, you know, guys, think about this. If I were to come back, I may not even make 10 plays because I get kicked out of a game. Right. But that would only give Sisu more ammo because God forbid that one of my teammates get hurt during that time period, too.
Hey, Tatum Bell's finger is still crooked from practice with you. So you would be too intense.
Well, you know what? What am I supposed to do about that, John? I only know one speed. I was only coach one speed coming up, and that was full speed. What am I supposed to do if my teammates can't elevate their tempo to mine?
Hey, I'm with you. I'm practice full speed. Hey, don't break my finger. I'm on your side. Double down.
It's Sean Davis, ladies and gentlemen. You hear him right here on The Fan. Check out his work at denverfan.com. JD, I always got to ask you a hip-hop question. And I said this on the air. We were talking about you. Your ears probably ringing. But I said, I saw Eminem was trending the other day. I was like, wait, they're trying to cancel Eminem again? First off, don't get me started on cancel culture, because it's mostly awful. But everyone rushing to Eminem's defense, I'm like, doesn't this happen like every 3 months? Somebody stumbles onto an old Eminem song and like, oh my God, it's horrible. Let's cancel him. And it never works. Like, why was Eminem trending the other day? Why do they try to cancel Eminem like every 3 months?
I don't know. This younger generation, they're going against him. It's apparently the second attempt to cancel him, and that didn't work. And then, like, his streaming numbers are off the charts. You know, he's the only guy, he's like the second person ever to go platinum in 4 straight decades. What that means is I think he's going to be here to stay. I don't think he's going anywhere. When we're entering, you know, he came out in the 90s. It's 2021, and he still tops the charts every time he drops. M's here to stay. He's too talented to go anywhere else. So many people have so many. He's been relevant for so long. Multiple generations grew up listening to him. And when they grew up listening to him, the music was new at the time. So, M's not going anywhere, not anytime soon.
John, I want to backtrack for just a second. We heard from George Payton and both Vic Fangio, and they were both asked probably the number one question outside of Vaughn and Justin Simmons. What's going on with the quarterback position? Now, what I heard from both guys, it wasn't something that was solid, concrete, where they both were seeing it, just raving reviews of one Drew Lock. Payton even said that, hey, he's here every day. He's trying to get better. But we're always going to look to bring in more competitive talent. When you heard those comments, what was the first thing that you thought about this team moving forward with Drew Lock?
But it's the same thing, and I like Vic Fangio. Well, when we bring in, I mean, you know, when he starts backtracking, right. He'd be the worst guy for a surprise party. Hey, when you come to the party tonight, the not party, but it would, but Vic, look, I've been saying this, and I'm going to continue to say it. I would, if it's not Deshaun Watson, I'm totally cool with watching Drew Lock again and just seeing if he improves even more. I've got no problems with that. Vic Fangio's got to win, and he's got to win now. They're going to bring somebody, and he clearly, if Vic trusted Drew Lock to help Vic, because Vic's got to keep his job, and I don't think he trusts Drew Lock to help him keep his job. I think week one, I don't think it's Drew Lock. I think it's Fitzpatrick. It's Dalton. I think there's a lot of people that want to win sooner than later, and that probably goes into the locker room as well. Long term for fans, you know, it's better to go 2-14 and get the number one pick and blah, blah, blah. Players and coaches don't have that luxury. When everybody preaches patience with Drew Lock, just be patient. It's like, yeah, tell that to Justin Simmons, who's missed the playoffs 5 years. be patient, Justin. Coaches and players, the timeline's too short. What I heard yesterday is we're going to have a new starting quarterback. The talent of that new starting quarterback is going to vary, whether it's Deshaun down to Jameis or Trubisky or whoever. But Drew Lock's going to have to go out. It's not his job to lose. It's a job he's got to go take. That's what I heard. I wouldn't mind seeing him start next year, but I do not think Vic Fangio walks out there with Drew Lock next year, week one, because Fangio's job's on the line, and he's going to pick a veteran that's going to help him not go 1-7 in September like he's combined the last few years.
Careful, John. They'll call you a hater.
I know. I'm a hater for thinking. Yeah, that's the
for
thing.
For rational
like,
thought.
Yeah, you're just a hater. Look, I grew up in a time where where Wade Phillips went to the playoffs and he went 7-9 the next year and they fired him for going 7-9 the year after he made the playoffs. So that's what I'm used to with the Broncos. So yeah, Cease, Nick, we got higher standards and that's what it is. I guess that makes us haters.
Boom. He does a great job in telling the truth. He is John Davis. You hear him right here on The Fan, and check out his work at denverfan.com. JD, be good, brother. We'll talk soon.
Right on. Thanks, fellas.
There we have him. John Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, telling his truth, and we've started it this week because of one Nick Ferguson. So what's eating Cecil? I'll yell under a microphone next.